it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. So glad that you are here, and I'm hoping that even just for a little bit, we can make your day brighter, have a little bit of fun. This right here is something I want to do, but I don't want this to happen to us. Guys, this is scary. A man, 65 years old, it's a little older than us, in China, recently had to go to the hospital after his karaoke session was so intense that his left lung collapsed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, a lung collapse. The doctors treated him and recommended that he stick to karaoke sessions that are under 2 hours.
Oh, my. He was doing it for that long?
Yes, this guy was really into his karaoke, okay?
I mean, sometimes after I sing a karaoke song, it feels like my lung collapsed, but it's never actually happened.
All right. Well, hey, I want to do a little karaoke here. I want to go around the room, find out what your karaoke song is, and then I want you to go ahead and perform it. And I guess, Pork Chop, are we going to be able to have people listening vote on this and decide who has got the best karaoke song?
Yeah. Oh, no. I was thinking it's who actually did the best performance.
Yeah. Sorry. That's what I meant. So whoever you think is the best, like, you're like, wow. Round of applause.
Yeah, text 52140. You'll text the word singer. That's S-I-N-G-E-R. And then you'll vote for either Joe, Liv, or me. But you'll do that, obviously, after we sing.
Yeah, don't do it now, Liv. Cheater.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, I know. She's like, one vote for Liv. Okay. Well, then I think that I'll go first to kind of kick it off. And just to throw it out there, I haven't drank any alcohol this morning. I normally don't during the show. It just depends on if it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or a Friday. But this song I like to do when I get drunk. I just feel like I'm a better performer when I have a bit of a buzz on. And that would be Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right. Here we go. Kick it! Oh, yeah. Come on. Intro in 3, 2. You wake up late for school, man. You don't wanna go. You ask your mom, please, but she still says no. Ooh, thank you for the backup. You miss 2 classes and no homework. But your teacher preaches class like he's some kind of jerk. You gotta fight for your right to party. Yeah, there we go. That's how you do it, ladies and gentlemen.
I've never heard that song in my life.
Oh, my. Liv, seriously.
I swear, I've never heard that.
I am so mad at your parents for the life that they let you leave. You know nothing pop culture except for the Kardashians.
No, I do. I've never heard of that song, and I went karaokeing.
Have you heard of the Beastie Boys?
Yeah, I've heard of the Beastie Boys.
Okay,
but
we're halfway
there.
Song. All right, from now on, you know, I'm sorry, programming note, Pork Chop. Give me a thing that says to wrap it up when I go on tangents about how I'm so upset that Liv doesn't know about something, because I feel like that's taking away from the show, and it's a very common theme.
Yes.
Thank you. Just a little self-editing there.
I feel like I'm not alone that I never heard that song before, especially karaoke. I do karaoke all the time.
You heard of Brass Monkey?
Yeah.
Brass Monkey, the fine and funky.
Go ahead,
okay, that's not even close. All right, Liv the Web Girl, what song will you be karaokeing today?
I am doing Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. This is the best karaoke song of all time.
All right, let's hear her performance.
Has it started yet? Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in your eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I've got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
Anyone still listening?
No.
And I'll be okay. Wait, this is the best part. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I've got friends. biggest karaoke song of all time.
Yeah, no, it's a good song.
Yeah, just
it was a good song.
You guys, I'm not warmed up. I've not warmed up my vocals this morning, and you all know I'm a good singer, but
you've been
talking
for 3 hours. How is your voice not warm yet? How long do you need, Mariah Carey? All right, poor chap. You've been talking a lot of trash. I have been too, but you need to go now because this is your chance to shine and show everybody how much of a karaoke god you could be.
Yeah, you got to give me a 3-2-1, though, Joe, before you play it, so make sure you count me down.
Why don't you do it, and I'll just hit the button on 3-2-1, I'll hit it.
All right, so my song is Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Other Side. 3, 2, 1.
It's kind of a sad song, but okay.
How long will I slide to separate my side? I don't believe it's bad. Slit in my throat, it's all I ever. I heard your voice through a photograph. I thought it up and brought up the past. Once you know you can never go back, I gotta take it on the other side. Centuries are what it meant to me. A cemetery where I marry the sea. Stranger things can never change my mind. I gotta take it on the other side. Take it on the other side. Take it on. Take it on. Here we go. How long will I slide? Separate my side. I don't believe it's bad. Slit in my throat, it's all I ever pour my life into.
Wow. Okay, I feel kind of sad right now.
I feel super depressed. I'm calling my therapist after the show, that song.
I'm going to call mine too.
Also, I've never seen Porchop put so much effort into anything in my life.
What?
His vocal change, where he's like, sad.
Also, I don't think I've ever heard that song either.
What?
Where are you guys?
Oh no!
Where are you guys doing karaoke? I am so confused. What about A Whole New World is a huge karaoke song. Girls, they have
stop.
A ton of karaoke.
Like, stop.
Who are you karaokeing with?
Stop. Why don't you check the votes right now, Pork Chop, and tabulate them. We just were doing some go-to karaoke. This whole thing got brought up because this guy, 65 years old in China, he used to do like 3 to 5 hour karaoke sessions, and he had to go to the hospital because his left lung collapsed. Everybody okay?
I'm fine, but I'm pretty sure like professional singers aren't even on stage for that long.
I'm laughing because two things. One, because I do feel like my left lung is collapsing, and two, because I just saw the votes.
Now, real quick, I just saw a tweet somebody sent us, Radio Now AM show for Micah. She said, I'm disappointed at Liv and Joe for not knowing Other Side. No. I know the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I didn't say I didn't know it. Liv the Web Girl, Let's Get in Check, is the one that knows nothing after 2010, okay?
Do you know Under the Bridge, Liv?
Yeah, trolls live there. Trolls.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Classic song.
Oh, I know. Bridge to Terabithia. That was a lit movie when I was like in grade school.
Okay, anyways, because we're going to be going down a wormhole we shouldn't be going down. You don't know it then. What is the actual voting result after all three of us karaoke? Liv did Friends in Low Places. I did Beastie Boys, You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party. And then you, Pork Chop, with Red Hot Chili Peppers, or RHCP for those in the know, with Other Side.
In last place with 5% of the vote, 5%, Liv the Web Girl.
What? Who does not like Friends in Low Places?
I mean, like I said, I love that song, but you got to get that Garth Brooks.
I think it was the performances what really threw off the voting.
You don't have a low voice, Liv.
Yeah, I've got friends.
There, see? You would have got a 6% vote with
that. Places where the whiskey drowns and the beer.
I mean, I would have had a collapse lung if I did that.
Second place with 16% of the vote. Joe.
16?
Yeah, I got 77%.
What the?
Wow.
I don't know, I just love that song.
But here's the thing. When I think of karaoke, I don't think of good singing. I just think of, like, a fun time.
Yeah, right.
I think, though, that Porkchop gave the best performance.
Oh, yeah, thank you. You were both great. Now, too bad Liv didn't know the song you're performing.